Hey, Quang here. I hope you're enjoying the XP Share podcast. If you agree with my takes, you should tell everyone in the Cracked Media Discord. If you disagree, you should go to the Cracked Media Discord and find CJ_Zephyr. And only tell him. Privately. Thank you.
Wait, we're not back. Now we're back. Now we're back. We're professionals here, guys.
It wouldn't be XP Share without tech problems. That's what I'm saying.
We're professionals out here, boys. I don't know what you're talking about. What's going on, guys? Episode 52 coming at you. How y'all doing? We missed you so much. Oh, my God. I feel like, I don't know, man. 2 weeks is killing me. It's killing me, dude.
How's that?
Like the concept of 2 weeks or...
I don't know. I just feel like we're not. I feel like 2 weeks. I'm just like we're not talking to the people. You know, they're just nobody's getting the news. Nobody's in the feed, bro. Nobody's inside. Wait.
So you need to like feed someone, get inside, is what I'm.
So
is that what I'm hearing? Is that
something like that? Bonerific, says you. See, already got. Wait, what?
We need a B and E in this community.
Wait. We do not condone this action. I don't know what Juice is talking about here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Since CJ's not here, we're gonna be a little wild.
Oh my god. A little wild? What do you mean?
A little bit.
I hope you all can hear Juice okay. He's very low in my ear now, even though I just did sound check. Well, I just changed headsets too. So this one kind of blows.
I got y'all. No, don't even worry about it. I got you.
You're like my middle school dances. Everybody getting low.
Oh my god.
Don't even worry about it. How about that now? Yeah.
Ooh, look at you. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Daddy's here now.
Crispy, brother.
Crispy. Yes, sir. I got you. You're always looking for the most perfect audio setup, you know?
Ballers, oh my God. Hey, don't joke about that because he'd totally be doing that on GTA right now. Wouldn't put it past
him. That's actually why he hopped off is to hop onto GTA.
He's like defending his turf from ballers. Riley, I can just imagine. I just see Riley standing on a fucking corner, just not saying anything, like he always does.
It was like
all he ever did, bro.
That was so good. He's definitely an actor. Through and through.
Oh man,
that was seriously no doubt the funnest time in GTRP.
The reaction that you had, J Dog, when I realized that CJ was Riley, and you were like, you're just now realizing this. I'm like, bro, I had no idea. This whole time I was just immersed, bro.
Just so funny because like you took that whole time in that bar scene.
yes, that's the scene, the bar scene. Hell yeah, that was it.
Yep. You want to get bricked up, bro? I got you.
Yep,
that was a little stress reliever, dog. Come on, dude, just follow my lead. Hey, what you drinking?
Yeah, for those who weren't there, I think you were streaming at the time, but I played a character who was kind of like a free bird, like a hippie, but he was like a bro at the same time. Like, he loved to surf and ride bikes and do all like thrill seeking type shit. And when I met CJ's character Riley, I thought that he was a little too uptight, and so I was trying to loosen him up, and I was like, bro, we gotta get you some drugs or something. And so I went on a search trying to find Viagra in whatever city that we were in to like try to like sneak it and feed it to him. But unfortunately I was unable to secure the Viagra. I thought it would have been a great story if I had done it though. So
honestly,
maybe for a future storyline.
Honestly, if I was working at the at that whatever the like PC tech place was or whatever. I could have printed you out a PNG for it. just slipping in his pocket.
Just slipping in his pocket. That would have been freaking great, man. I would have laughed so hard at that.
If I met you guys, if I met you, Juice, on GTA, I totally would have thought you're blonde.
Oh, probably white blonde.
Bro, he was pretty good at it, bro. He's a surfer boy at heart. Don't let him fool you.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's a beach boy. I used to work at GoPro,
and all my coworkers were, so I paid attention. I was very observant.
he had to fit in for his safety.
That's exactly what it was. I told people to use Viagra to cure colds. Hey man, it's universal at this point, right?
It still kind of is used to cure colds.
Wait, Viagra's used to cure colds?
No, it's used to cure heart conditions.
Oh yeah.
Those cold lonely nights.
Word.
In that order.
Conditions of the heart. When your heart needs a good pumping.
Oh fuck. All right, so do we get let's get through crack media stuff real quick before we bounce off into things. I may or may not have lied 2 weeks ago, as I'm sure a lot of you have noticed. I'm dyslexic as fuck, right? So we get June and July mixed up every day. So Marvel Rivals, officially July 11th, starting season 2. Be there. Or be square. Next Saturday, Rainbow Six playoffs for Project Luna, all female league. Don't miss that one. And for those of you who have not seen already or have not gotten into the hype, Rematch finally just dropped a couple days ago. And you bet we're going to be running tournaments. So stay on the lookout for that stuff.
Have you been enjoying Rematch?
Huh?
Have you been enjoying Rematch?
Bro, I'm almost a platinum already.
Jesus. Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah, dude.
This is J-Dog's deadlock.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on this for a hot minute for sure. Like there's no question. But yeah, so just to like perspective wise, for anybody who's thinking of getting the game and doesn't want to sit in a long-ass queue time for absolutely no reason, as much as we all love it, all console lobbies, including PC Game Pass, are like completely dead. And it's not like dead that people aren't trying. It's dead that 95% of the player base is on Steam. And, of course, we all know there's no crossplay yet. So I went from getting placed in Silver 2 somehow in PC Game Pass with 7 to 10 minute rank queue times, switched over to the Steam version, literal 30 to a second rank queue times, got placed Gold 2, almost platinum already.
nice. That's solid. Shout out Steam. Shout out Steam for that one. We appreciate y'all. Listen, Rematch is a fun game. If you haven't played it, you definitely need to be. When we played the playtest, it was fun. I mean, even when we weren't winning, we were just joking around, you know, laughing, talking smack. So
yeah, when you gonna get on, dog? That's a real question.
I'm gonna have to do it. See, so here's the problem: is because I'm not always home. When I finally do get home, I want to game hard, and so I end up wanting to play Deadlock because it just gets the sweat out of me, right? And then I end up not wanting to play anything else because I have a limited time to play anything. And I'm just like, I just want a deadlock. I want a deadlock. But then you hit me up to play a rematch in Repo. And then yesterday, Rannon and I want to say it was Jamie had me playing this game called Peak.
Yeah, they were on that last night.
You just fucking climb a mountain and you're just trying to figure out how to scale a huge, massive mountain. And like
the Disneyland of video games.
Yeah. It's cute, man. It's cute. It's only like $5. So if you haven't played it, give it a try with your friends. You guys are just trying to climb a mountain, you know. Some of you might fall. It happens.
Some of you may die.
Some of you may die. I did last night on the second level. Couldn't get past the second level, unfortunately. But it is what it is, man.
It looked pretty good, but I was I definitely gotta stop by pulling my wallet out for a while.
Yeah, of course. I get it. I totally get it.
We just need to figure out how to turn that frown upside down, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, buddy. You know, I will say as well, I am pretty excited for this R6 playoffs. I did get the chance to tune into the stream yesterday before some of the issues happened, but it was great, man. Yeah. I mean, I haven't played Siege in a long time. I have almost 2,000 hours in that game, and I love Siege to my core. It is my favorite FPS, a competitive FPS, probably of all time. So it's nice to see other players still really getting into it and taking it seriously on the level, because obviously they have World League, right? Obviously that's a thing, but
yeah,
on the smaller level, it's dope just to see these up and coming teams still grinding it out, man. So it even had me wanting to launch it for a little bit. Like, I was ready to kind of get in there and play for for a second. So yeah, I can't wait for the next run of Ratchets. Get it going.
It's been pretty sick. For lack of a better term, I've been a little more involved than I intended. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of just been taking a lot of my fucking time recently. But I mean, I do want to refine it, but of course I do also want to get a second one going as well, because the more the merrier. But I don't know, it is what it is. We're moving at a pace. Take that how you will.
Hey, amen. One step at a time, you know, that's all exactly. You can really hope for.
Exactly. So yeah, it's all you can offer.
Things are shmoving. So yeah, what we got today. I haven't been following shit, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm probably so clocked out of anything gaming industry right now. It's actually kind of sad to say.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only few things that have been like falling into my lap are Switch 2 still the fastest selling console all time.
I mean, is that really a surprise?
This is like, what range fast?
Well, no. Well, we're talking about when I say, I think it is a surprise. How fucking expensive it is.
Yeah.
Especially.
Wait, how much? So how much is it by itself, and how much is it with Mario?
It is our MSRP. $449.99, so $450. Without, $500 with.
Okay. That's like a Steam Deck, right? What's Steam Deck going for right now?
Is that how much a Steam Deck is?
I don't know.
Steam Deck was like $200.
Is it? Okay, maybe not then. But I mean, apparently the Switch is going to be able to run Cyberpunk pretty good, from what I've heard.
The Switch 2, actually. My favorite part about the day one, they're more expensive than I thought they were. It's fine. But the Switch 2, my favorite part of the initial release was seeing all the videos of people running all the old Switch games and watching them actually perform. Like, did you play Scarlet and Violet, J-Dog? I don't know how much of a Pokemon...
That's a good question. So I did. I skipped something. There's a huge gap somewhere between. Yeah. I played red. I played a little bit of yellow. I think I played leaf green. Was that the one?
The one on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, yeah. And then I jumped to the last one I played after that was Shield on the Switch.
So even Sword and Shield, when you played it, it kind of was like it had trouble loading elements and it'd constantly be lagging behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlet and Violet was so much worse. And it really affected, like, to the point where it affected the gameplay. And, like, cutscenes would take literal minutes to load in on the Switch. It just runs seamlessly on the on the Switch 2. Same with, like, Smash Bros. It's very interesting to watch.
Wait, are they coming out with a new Smash Bros. Now? Or, like, are they just going to stick with Ultimate and port it over or some shit?
Ultimate's dead. So...
it's dead. So, okay, good
Ultimate
to know.
Is over. Ultimate's over as far as like a game goes. They might just keep running Ultimate for the foreseeable future, which is fine. But no one will be happy about it.
I mean, are they ever?
Yeah. I mean,
it's just the FGC, man. You know what I mean?
No, this is like
cry baby.
This is deeper than that. Well, to be clear, the Smash Bros. Community has been very upset with the game. Really liked this game. We really liked this game for the most part. It was cool, had its own community. And then Nintendo got greedy. Nintendo wanted people to pay for DLC characters, and then Nintendo also wanted to pretend like they care about competitive integrity.
They never have. Why would that ever be news?
Oh yeah, well, because they actively did patches.
Interesting.
In competitive interest for Ultimate throughout the entire lifespan of it.
Okay, I mean that would make sense.
And it just ruined the game slowly more and more. And now that they've announced that they'll never update the game ever again in a state where the game might be some of the least balanced, in my opinion, that has ever been.
I mean, when you got Steve from Minecraft running fucking lobbies, like, you know, there's
when Steve of Minecraft can ignore the rules of the game and
bro.
And Sonic is a top tier that just wants to run away all day. It's kind of a rough place to be. Which is fine. People still play it. Nobody's happy about it.
Nobody's happy.
So
that's just Smash community, right?
We love Melee.
I see some similarities between the Smash community and the Call of Duty community, right? For the fact that, you know, they're like, no one's ever going to truly be happy, but you can't deny that you're playing a good game. You know what I mean? It's like,
I can.
Like, it's nearly impossible to find a game that is flawlessly balanced.
There's no way Mute just said, yeah, I play Timeless Sonic. What?
That means you just wait around.
Yeah,
I'm out. Bye, guys.
But no, I mean, I think
sorry. Maybe, go ahead, Nick.
I do agree with you. That's kind of the same. But like the Smash community, I feel bad for them. Like the not the Melee community. To be clear, there's a huge divide. Yeah,
you can't feel bad for the Melee community. Like this,
the Melee community, we've just been beaten and battered for so long that we just kind of take it and move on. our game is sick. Whatever, we'll play it. Like that's fine.
Accurate.
Yeah, but this, I feel bad for the Smash community because like they want the game's been so good for so long, and then literally everyone's just trying to find a way out. Like all the top players. That's why Void was so fucking good at multiverses. It's because he just really didn't want to play Ultimate. That's the whole reason he was
Well, I mean, Horde is just a fighting. He's just like a fighting game god too.
I mean, you pick up, it's gonna be.
I mean, everybody's transitioning over to Rivals now, right?
No, not everybody. There are a lot of stragglers.
the non competitive LAN players.
Oh, I wish. but no, so whenever with a lot of these games, it's like the way that a lot of FGC players look at it. If Street Fighter 4 wasn't your game, you wait for the next one, and hopefully it's more your style of game.
Naturally.
And like, you might not like it, but people do like it, and people will wait for the next one, whether that's 5, 6, 7 years, depending on how much it's important to their livelihood. I mean, even if you look at like League, or actually TFT is really nice because the game completely changes every 4 months because it's basically a card game. So it's like, okay, I really didn't like this. I'm not feeling it. I don't like the direction they went with. We'll test it out next time.
At least they're going somewhere with it. I mean, Then again, they have been working on League for the past whatever, how many years now has League been out?
League is a different game now. It's very decades. League of Legends is a completely different game than when we were playing it back in the day.
That's one thing I wish developers were getting more into nowadays. I obviously, like, throwing aside the fact that like 70% of the industry is indie games right now, and nobody can actually like do anything about it. But like things like Rematch, like, make a game for posterity. If it's going to be a multiplayer game, make it for posterity. Like, don't make a game that you know is probably going to die within like 1 to 2 months just because you want a fucking cash grab, right? Dude, you're going to make...
Multiverses went out. Holy fuck.
The what?
Multiverses?
Oh, yeah.
We're done. Like, it felt... What a slap in the face.
I mean, okay, let's be honest, like, a lot of the community knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time. Sure. But like, it was a little bit of a rug pull, that's for damn sure. Even Quidditch Champions, the WB studio did the exact same fucking thing. They finally threw out Customs, which of course was still fucking buggy and shit on day one. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to throw out Customs. And then, not supporting the game anymore. We're done. Like, okay. What an announcement.
Absolutely insane. Yeah.
What a walkout. Like,
I think, man, I don't know, man. I feel bad because I feel like that game had a lot of potential, and I think that they marketed it to the wrong people. I feel like, rather than caring so much about the competitive community, market that game to like the families and the everyday casuals who had an affinity to that brand, right? Yeah. And then after those people pick up the game, now we can talk about competitive integrity. Because let's be honest, how large would the competitive community be for MVS? It wouldn't be that big, bro. A couple hundred people, max.
I need people to date stamp this, what I'm about to say, because I think that the biggest drop in the ball that the Harry Potter franchise has done is try to make all of these competitive, really compelling game and stuff like that. I think if you want to do like a PvP style game within Harry Potter, it should be Mario Party, like a Mario Party style game. Call it what is it called? Fucking, I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Wizard,
what is it?
Chess?
The Goblet of Fire one where, Harry.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of that. Oh,
Tri-Wizard Cup or whatever?
Yeah, like you call it the Tri-Wizard Cup or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it makes sense.
Where everyone's coming from a different school. Everyone could pick their, like, school, their house, and... or whatever.
True.
Yeah, because like
you expand the world a little bit. You still have mini games. It's still competitive. You'll have the one friend that's a little bit too good at it. You're gonna want to kick him in the balls and just. It would be a good time. Like they already succeeded in like the story side, like story style, like single player experiences, because they have a lot of world to build off, make stories off of.
I mean, they did absolutely fantastic with fucking Hogwarts Legacy. Like that was really good. Absolutely 100%. Fantastic. 100%. I mean, just like Jedi Survivor, like it has like kind of like quote unquote arena locations, but like I think it would be cool to have kind of like a endless mode or whatever. But that's just me being a fucking gamer. It was a really good game. People like that you weren't set to do, like you had side quests, you had the storyline, you had collectibles, you didn't even have to, like, sure, you had to play through the main story to unlock new things. But if you really wanted to, you could just sit back in your fucking dormitory, whatever, and fucking feeding your goddamn fucking animals. Like,
that they really dropped the ball with the Quidditch stuff, because I think their core audience is just wants to experience the world more. Yeah, a couple of them want to play Quidditch.
I did too. I'll be the first to say I want to play Quidditch. I'll be the first.
For sure. but if you're gonna like try to make like a team game that literally doesn't expand on the world at all, doesn't let you experience, you hop into this fucking Gone or Broomstick, you play a game of Quidditch and then you leave.
Well, that's the thing. I think
if you make it Mario Party style, it'd be fun. Like, make it a quick mini game. Fucking like, catch the snitch. Ooh. Yeah.
Like, I think so. I think the original idea that they had, and now that Mute mentioned some, WB Studios did restructure earlier this week. I did see part of that, but I didn't get to read any of it.
They did.
I mean, do you remember a couple, like, I think it was last month now, they got rid of three main studios. Remember that?
That's crazy. No. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess they restructured. I didn't go into it, but interesting news. I'll probably look up later. But I'm pretty sure the original idea was to actually have Quidditch in Hogwarts Legacy. Like that was supposed to be kind of like the transition to the multiplayer version. But again, going back to my last comment, make a multiplayer game for posterity, right? It has to be there. It has to last. And then what they did, instead of putting it into the game that was already established, that people were already playing, they decided to make it its own standalone and fuck everybody again.
Yep.
And then they sit there and wonder, where did the fan base go? Like, bro, that's where it went. Fuck, man.
You make a good point. It's like if you put it as a part of the campaign storyline, put it as a part of the single player storyline where you can play against AI and play against bots. Oh man, this is fun. They really did a good job with this. And then there'd be some blip, or they say, if you want to play online, just walk over here. Now you can queue up to play with other players.
Yeah. Right?
And now we're talking.
Yeah, now you're immersed, right?
Now you're immersed.
I just want to play Hogwarts Legacy. I want to play with bots. I don't want to do PvP. I'm going to go into this locker room that's single player. I want to do PvP. I'm going to go into this locker room for multiplayer. Like, it's that fucking simple. And now that I think about it, like, I think the main... And again, it's so hard to talk about because at the end of the day, we as consumers are the fucking problem. Right?
Yes, we are.
And I think what really like got us to the point where we are right now is that all these big ass companies, they're seeing all this top dollar shit. They're seeing what they can do. And it was because gaming was new. People got addicted. Yeah. Not getting fully into it, but society things. depression, sure. ADHD, whatever, what have you. Yeah. Everybody got into gaming and it created this surge of this high ass fucking ceiling that everybody wants to hit. But now it's so fucking high that nobody can fucking hit it unless you're a AAA studio. And now that the AAA studios are still being greedy about it and trying to expand on that ceiling, they're the ones missing the fucking mark. And now indie games are finally closing the gap.
Yeah, so, the cozy games. All the cozy games.
Mm-hmm. It's insane for me. Like I said, we just need to make our own fucking games, dude. Like, take it nice and slow, make good fucking content, nice and easy, something that people actually fucking enjoy for more than 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah. You hear that, guys? If any indie developers want to reach out to J-Dog, and we'll make a game. We'll make a game.
Imagine if it was that fucking easy.
I do have a bit tangent. Also, timestamp this so no one steals my fucking idea. I kind of want to create like a traditional JRPG style game, except the themes are like social anxiety. Like your first tutorial combat is hitting the snooze button.
Bro, that would be so good though. That's like what was that one? Oh my god, I just had a game come up. The one that kind of like highlighted, you know, like depression and darkness and stuff like that. What? God damn it. I can't remember.
Wow, this sounds real.
No, it wasn't a Telltale game, I don't think. God.
So many. Because, like, I mean, like, Celeste is kind of that.
Sauna's Sacrifice. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
I still have yet to play it, but apparently that, like, that was the theme of the game, was to kind of, like, hit that mark, and apparently they hit it pretty damn good.
TCG Manager Simulator.
So what's this about Xbox handheld?
Hellblade.
Oh, so the Xbox...
Hellblade, there you go.
Yeah, the handheld came out... Or there's rumors about their handheld coming out, right? That was basically just going to be a Steam Deck that also had the Xbox Store on it.
Oh my god.
That was rumored, and then they did an announcement a little bit ago. This had to be... It had to be like the 10th with the actual design and everything. So they made a whole hype video for it fucking days later, which I didn't realize because I was like, oh, that's cool. It's going to have Steam on it. It's going to have the Xbox Store, so you can do like all the Xbox Play Pass stuff on there as well. It was like the whole idea. You get the pass, you get Steam, you can do all that. There are rumors that it has already been canceled, basically.
No way.
That they kind of put it on the back burner to dedicate more manpower to getting Windows 11 just to work better with games.
My god.
Oh, really?
I still haven't installed 11. Fuck that. Yeah,
explicitly after announcing, what is it, the Xbox ROG handheld?
Republic of Gamers?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, are handhelds really doing this well on the market? I mean, maybe I'm
just handhelds are pretty fucking big right now.
They're doing that well, huh?
I would say that they're doing...
I think I know maybe two people with a fucking Steam Deck. Like, I didn't realize that they were...
Well, so handhelds are doing really well in the sense that I should have linked this to you guys. It's a short. This came out on the 8th. The announcement came on the 8th. The rumors started happening on the 14th. So like less than a week.
Oh, God.
Basically, I think everybody wants to be able to play their games on handhelds. Yeah. I think the Switch is a really big, is really indicative of that. The problem is that a lot of people's games are kind of split up everywhere. Steam Decks are really expensive, are also pretty expensive. I totally forgot that was a...
They get to like $700.
Hey,
oh, damn. For like an,
It goes, it ranges from like $300 to $700.
Well, I mean,
the size of it.
I mean, it makes sense, especially if like something's that expensive. Like, would you rather buy a mobile device where you could play a game wherever the fuck you want, or would you rather have a console sitting at your house that you can only touch every so often?
And then, to my knowledge, not every game on Steam is eligible on the Steam Deck.
No, not at all.
Which is part of the problem.
I think that's why an Xbox handheld would do so good, though, especially with like Xbox Game Pass. Like, you just have all of those fucking games, like, without question.
That was kind of the idea. So, basically, you can have it on the Xbox, you can have it on wherever. But now that it might not happen, which is hilarious. What a turnaround.
They have their moments, I guess, you know?
Yeah. It is just rumors, you know? Maybe we'll get more concrete information. But, yeah.
So,
I was pretty happy about it.
Show of hands here. Who has a Steam Deck? Anybody?
Wait, you have a Steam Deck?
Anybody have a Steam Deck? No, I don't.
Oh, no, I don't have a Steam Deck.
No.
I'm not paying for
it. Anybody in chat have a Steam Deck? I was confused. I mean, I remember like the good old PSP days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have PSP. Like,
PSP came out. I was like, wait a minute. You tell me I can play PlayStation games on like in two hands, like on the go? Fire. And then I think we really we quickly realized, how bad do I actually want to do this?
Part is also the handheld is just kind of, it feels a little outdated because most games that you want to play on the go, at least adults, right? They're going to play on their phones. I think Balatro is like a really good example of that. It's something that you can easily pick up and put down. Mm-hmm. Or some of the fucking normal Play Store games, you know?
Sure.
Was it a DS kid? I feel that. You're either a PSP or a DS kid, right?
Yeah, DS was lit, bro.
I stuck with my Game Boy Advance SP. I got in
fucking loser.
Silver. I had the magnifying glass. It was thick because it was backlit. You know? It wasn't backlit. It was frontlit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Huge difference. The light was in the front.
My Game Boy Color, I made the mistake of bringing it to the lake one day. And I went out wakeboarding and let my cousin play with it because we were doing like a shore thing, right? We, you know, shored up on the little beachhead or whatever and then fucking just sat there. So we had a whole camp out set up and then went out wakeboarding with my parents. And he was like, yay, can I play your Game Boy while you're gone? I'm like, sure, whatever. Come back. He comes up to me and he's like, so I dropped it. I was like, what do you mean you dropped it? And he's like, he just gives it to me. And I start pressing the buttons and you could just feel all the sand and rocks inside the fucking Game Boy. And I'm just like, well, that sucks.
Quick question. Does the Steam Deck have local play on it?
Because
that was kind of the cool thing about...
Good question.
That's kind of the cool thing about Nintendo handhelds throughout, right? Is if you have a Game Boy, your friend has a Game Boy, y'all had a link cable.
PSP too.
Pokemon Battle. You can Pokemon Battle. PSP did that. Yeah, DS, you just had to be around. another DS and have the same game. You didn't even have to have the same game. You could just be like, hey, I have Mario 64 DS. Do you want to play some mini games? We can play some mini games. As long as they had a DS as well. Because I think that's the big thing that's missing from a... I don't remember the Steam Deck having that. I think both of them had to be connected to the internet. Like, it has to be connected to the internet somehow for you to play with other people. Like, there's no local...
I knew a Game Boy that survived Desert Sand. Wait, the Desert Sand War is still working, playing Tetris. Oh, my God. See, that's classic a trooper. That's a trooper.
I still have
now I want to go play Tetris.
I still have a Game Boy Advance in my room. My Game Boy Advance has like an OG Yu-Gi-Oh game from like 2002.
Steam has been taunting me with the classic edition.
Yeah.
Yo, that reminds me actually. Quang, when are we getting fucking TCG games going?
Fucking ask Nico. Nico's the TCG gamer.
Oh my God. No, I'm not going to fucking ask Nico. Quang.
You want me to waste my life getting, not spending money, grinding out Duel Links? Master Duel? What's the one that people are playing? Okay, I'll fucking do it.
No, I don't need you to waste your life. I need other people to waste their lives.
Hold on. He was like, wait a minute, you want me to fucking waste my life doing this shit, bro? I'll fucking do it.
Like, what? I'm down. I just...
It's like, all you have to do is ask, dog.
Guilt for me, little bro. Just guilt for me a little bit, bro.
I am... I'm pretty excited. I was going to bring it up on this podcast because I feel like it's a little bit outside of our normal thing, but I'm pretty excited for the League of Legends TCG that's coming out in October.
Wait, they're doing the TCG?
Yeah, so they've completely abandoned Legends of Runeterra.
Oh, thank God.
Because that became... No, so to be clear, I think Legends of Runeterra is the best online TCG when it comes to an individual experience. Okay. There's a lot of single player content. It has now ended up just being more of a roguelike than anything else, which is fun. Which it's kind of a lesser Slay the Spire, where you get like real rewards at the end, like tangible rewards at the end that you can like put into your decks and stuff like that. Less fun actually playing against other people, in my opinion. But they are actually making a full-fledged TCG with the cards and all that to compete with Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Interesting.
And honestly, I'm pretty excited, and I think it'll be better than Magic. I don't like where Magic the Gathering is right now. After Hasbro bought Wizards of the Coast, Magic and has the same problem as every other part of the gaming industry, where there's this huge like necessity for cash grabs.
Yeah.
And Magic's always been really careful about the number of cards they print because they really care for the collector space. I can talk about the economics of the weirdness of why certain Pokemon cards are really expensive because it has nothing to do with how good they are.
But Magic has Final Fantasy and Marvel cards. Bro, I know so many people just like hyped up about just the Final Fantasy.
I was gonna buy a box. I didn't have the cash flow at the time. So, and they're all sold out now, so it's fine.
Well, also speaking of which, we are inviting a old buddy of ours, Juice. You might remember the. Actually, I think we already talked about this. You don't remember who he is, JK. Either way, right now, every Tuesday night, we have our boy Greeny doing some ripping ships for both Pokemon. He's doing some sports cards as well. I don't know if he plans to go into Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh yet, but if you guys you know, if you guys are into that, ripping ships, if you guys see a card you want, he'll send it off to you. Just
ripping ships are a lot less fun with Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, because there's so many cards now, right?
No, it's because the value of a Magic card is directly influenced by how useful it is, unless it's part of a collector set.
True.
Which, you know, you only get so many. Unlike Pokemon, where it is like, ooh, pretty card with a Charizard on it. That's the $10,000 card right there. It's a Charizard, and it's pretty, and it's full art. Ooh, the one that's gonna go up.
It's kind of funny how that's transitioned to. It's fucking fuck making better cards. We're just gonna make them look nicer and prettier.
I think Magic the Gathering right now is in a weird place where they make a lot of like filler sets, I guess is what you can call them. They literally are not legal in competitive play. They're just there to do collabs with other franchises, and it's like this whole thing, which is kind of cool if you really like those franchises. I just think I would rather have the competitive game be competitive and nobody have fun. And
you don't really sound like you like those franchises.
It's just kind of weird to me. It just feels too much, obviously, a cash grab. It feels too greedy innately. But I mean, if it's making the money, like, I can't be that mad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're in it for.
Yeah. You know,
if we were doing the same thing, we'd be in there for the same thing, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not that capitalism mad, especially because it's working, right? Like, people like it. There are people who are really happy about it.
Is that the capitalism dance?
It's a capitalism dance.
Capitalism. Like, whoever sold that Post Malone,
tism.
Some kind of tism.
Speaking about tisms.
Oh shit, here we go. We just awakened Quang.
Oh fuck, here we go.
You were I think Juice, you put this in here. You want to talk about this new gameplay?
Yeah, man.
Of this this looks
the Blood of Dawnwalker. Listen, so I was randomly just surfing YouTube and came across this. And this game, it's a single player RPG story where it's narrative based, and you kind of create whatever, like, you got to have the ability to kind of create the narrative that you want within the story. So I mean, you think of like Fallout or any Bethesda single player game, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of following in that pace. It's an action game.
Like, that's literally all you have to say, is it's a narrative. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it's an action game. Sold. Done. And
it's an action game. Sold. Right. Exactly. It's I'll put the link in the chat for those who want to check it out. It's like a 20-minute gameplay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's 21
minutes. By day, you're a human. By night, you're a vampire.
That's fucking sick.
What? Excuse me?
Yes, please.
Yes, bro. Like, I watched the gameplay trailer where he shows, you know, the main character Cohen walking through, you know, this village or whatever, goes to a church, and during the daytime, like, it's kind of like hanging out, whatever. And then there was some scaffolding that was really high inside of the church that you can't really get to. But then whoever was narrating the gameplay said, "Joel, just wait until nighttime." So at nighttime, it shows you kind of transform into this vampire where you can like teleport from one location to another, and you have to feed. And one of the things I really like about this is that as a vampire, you don't have to feed on humans. Like, if your moral compass won't allow you to, you can feed on animals. It's totally fine. But you have to find some sort of source of blood at night, or else your health bar like lowers. And so, yeah, and the combat loop, it's like Batman games meet Assassin's Creed. Like it really feels, it's kind of got like a combination of the two in there as well. So I think this game could turn out to be pretty freaking amazing, based on what I've seen so far. But definitely should check that out. It looks really, really good. Really good.
Well, that also actually made me think of, if anybody does need a like action game fix, I think the Axe of Blood demo is out right now. I'm not sure if it's like a different one than the previous one, but if it is the same one, it's just like a 5-minute kind of like endless arena. Actually, I don't think it's endless, but you're basically just in an arena. So if you guys ever want to check that out, Axe of Blood sounds pretty cool. I might pick it up when it drops, but this one sounds sick, bro. I've been telling everybody, like, if Rematch wasn't out already, I'd be playing Jedi Survivor right now. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so weird that we get to both complain about how shitty games are right now, but also be like, there's these two games that I just like can't stop playing. And this is, and all three of us are saying three different fucking.
Well, that's the thing. Games. It's like, everything's so saturated nowadays. It's like you have those gems in the rough, like which makes you kind of appreciate it a little more. Because like, what's the saying? You can't have sunny days without rainy days, or some bullshit like that. Like, I think that's the one thing that's good about this kind of like gaming period, is there are going to be those gems that are going to last, that are going to have that posterity for at least the next few years.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fair. You gotta have some good with the sheet, you know. Sometimes good, sometimes the sheet. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's shit. Yeah. I mean, it's true. You can't have peace without chaos, right? So that's fair. I know we always talk about wanting to like see the gaming community get back to the good old days, and it's like there's a certain bit of innocence in the good old days that we forget about, that we no longer have like at all.
I'm curious, are either of you guys, this is gonna turn into a 30-minute conversation, whatever. Were you to the I'm in GameStop, I'm in Walmart, I'm browsing through the games, my mom's gonna let me get one game, I know that's all I can ask for.
No, I'm gonna stop you, Saren, to say no, because I was the kid who would buy the fucking used games at GameStop and abuse the fuck out of the 7-day policy.
Yeah, for sure. But like, are you the guy that like risk it? Are you guys the guy that risked it on like a cover kind of looks tight? Nope. I know nothing about this game, but I'm gonna give it a chance because the cover looks tight. Or
I'm gonna say no, because I've always like at least researched to some extent if I was gonna buy a game. I mean, obviously, Call of Duty. Well, I mean, it was at one time, but Halo was definitely that. Like, that was always a no-brainer. But it's actually, no, I take that back. Medal of Honor 2016 was definitely an impulse buy, and that was one of the greatest single-player experiences I've had within the last 20 years, without a doubt.
Because there's definitely two games that I impulse bought. First one was Devil May Cry 2. Never played the original, but the second one I saw in the used bin had Dante in the front, looking sick as hell. I was like, my mom's not here. I have $15 in my pocket.
Jessica, what up?
Let me snatch this up. I'd played that. The other one was Did you guys ever play Baroque?
No.
It was a game that came out for the PS2, I believe, and the Wii. What a fucking strange game that was.
I've never even heard of it. What's it called? Baroque?
Yeah, Baroque, like the time period.
Uh-uh.
Like
Baroque works.
You climb a tower over and over again. It's not a roguelike. I don't think it's like even remotely supposed to be a roguelike. And you just get revealed more and more about the story every single time. And it's a very weird story. You're in the dark. You can beat the game and learn nothing. and it's very strange. There's multiple endings, apparently. Combat's like not great. I got it for the Wii, which I've heard that gameplay was worse on the Wii than it was on the PlayStation. But man, yeah, I was definitely the kind of guy that like would randomly pick up games because that's how I got that's how I got games, because people would just be like, oh, child, you like video games, here you go.
Oh really?
And I got some classics like Croc. I remember getting Croc and being like, what the fuck is this?
Wii shovelware. Oh my god.
Cooking Mama was one of the greatest random pickups that I've ever had, and I'm so glad that became like such a huge franchise.
It's a good game. Cooking Mama's a good game. Anything like Diner Dash style.
Yeah. You know,
I gotta make dishes for people and I gotta get them bitches out quick. You know, that is I don't know what it is about that type of game that's right up my ass. Like, give it to me. Shove it in there, bro. I'm on.
Damn. That was vivid.
We've played way too much of those games, bro. I love them. I love
bro,
them.
Bro, anything time management is just so good. Like, if you hit the nail on the head with a time management game, I will see you in 2 months.
Yes.
It's just so hard nowadays. I genuinely think it's just so much harder nowadays to like find random gems that are just really fun. Just because it is so saturated that it also feels like way riskier.
Fair enough.
Ultimately, well, if like your favorite streamer didn't get sponsored to play this one game, you'll never know about it.
Yo, true.
I'll tell you what. Speaking of gems, that brings me to a great segue to the fact that pretty soon, it should be like the first week of July. EA has announced official playtesting for their new skate game.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, Xbox 360 is the greatest console for online multiplayer, online gaming, or whatever, for a few reasons. And one of them is skate, right? Period. Yeah. One of them, I have been waiting for a new skate to come. And I think they announced it maybe 2 years ago. They said like, hey, you know, we're not promising anything right now, but just letting you know, a new skate is coming. And I was like, what the fuck? And then last year they said, we're getting closer, guys. Hope you're excited. Now they're finally giving us a play test.
Well, dethrone the Tony Hawk's remaster?
It has to. Well, here's the thing though. They're two separate games, right? Skate is a game where, well, it depends on the game mode, because Skate does have those game modes where you can like bail out, and like the harder you bail, the more points you get and things like that, and like the more bones you break, the more points you get, so that shit like that. But
take you back cool, to the God, what was that game? What was the fucking racing game that you like literally just crashed into fucking traffic?
Burnout, right?
Burnout, yeah, there you go. Burnout.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, Skate's core gameplay is about realism. It's about, you know, making the you know, manipulating the skateboard difficult. Like, we want this to feel like when you hit a triple kickflip, you know, a backslide off of 16 stair, and then, you know, finish it out with a nollie, and then, you know, and the nollie flip out of that. Like, we want that to feel so satisfying.
Yeah.
And that was why I enjoyed the fuck out of that game, man. I mean, obviously we all grew up playing Tony Hawk. Like, come on, if you didn't grow up playing Tony Hawk, you're too young for me. Get out of my face. But Skate has a completely different feel, right? It's like, do you want arcade or do you want realism? You want Battlefield or do you want Call of Duty, right? So I'm really excited about it. Really, really, really fucking excited about it. I think it's gonna be great, man. I think it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
You guys should play it if you haven't.
I know you said you had a code or something. I didn't want to take that code from somebody who actually would like sink time into it.
Yeah.
But do they have like a demo or anything?
Yes. There's no demo yet. No demo yet. I mean, it's okay. Playtest, so it's like it's still okay, kind of like under wraps, right? I think it's going to be NDA type stuff.
Got it.
I'm not going to lie. I have spent 0 hours on any Skate game.
No fucking way, bro.
I have 3,000 hours in Tony Hawk Skater 1 and 2.
Classic games. No complaints.
I have 100 games. I have 100%ed both. I sped ran both for a little bit too.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I've picked up Skate. I think it was Skate 2. I picked up Skate 2 and I was like, this isn't Tony Hawk, and then I put it down.
That was the point.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying
why this isn't Tony Hawk.
Yeah, yeah. I was a freshman in high school or something. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Not for
me. Yeah. The Skate caught me immediately when I first saw the trailer and they were like, yeah, to do a kickflip, pull it down on the right stick and then pull up on the right stick and to an angle. And I was like, oh, you use the stick to do tricks? I was like, wait a minute, this could be cool. So yeah, like that simple concept has always had me just hooked to that game, man. I mean, J-Dog, you remember, man. I definitely disappeared for a while when yeah. Skate 2 came out. Like, I was on that game tough.
I
don't even skate, bro. I've never been a skateboarder at all. I suck on a skateboard, okay? My legs are wobbly. I'm like Bambi on a skateboard. But for some reason, that game was just so enjoyable to me.
Is that why you never went wakeboarding?
Works. You see my black ass on that water, bro. That shit's not going to be fun. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to be out there on the boat drinking beers going, yeah, I'm cheering people on. Like, that's all I'm doing. Like, there's no way.
I mean, that's like 90% of the fun. What do you mean? It's 90% drinking beer, being a fucking idiot, 10% wakeboarding.
10% billing, 90% drinking.
So, sometimes it's 95% drinking because you throw the beer to the fucking wakeboarder.
Word. If only you told me that before, you know, instead of scaring me, like, yo, you won't drone, bro. It's cool.
What? What do you mean, like, scaring you, bro? I was trying to get you in, dude. I was like, bro, I got a pool. We can fucking throw the life jacket on. You can see it. You can still stand on the bottom. It's the same concept. And this guy was just like, nah, dude. Nah, it ain't for me. I was like,
the pool with the life jacket?
Yeah, dude. It's the same concept. I'm not
that scared of water. I can stand in the pool just
okay,
fine.
Okay, then why did you deny me, brother?
Because it was the lake, bro. I was like, dude, you guys are trying to kill me. Like, this is crazy.
Oh, so he was just worried about fishes nibbling on his nutsack.
No,
got it.
No. I leaned hard on that black people don't swim fucking trope. I leaned hard on that shit for sure.
Bro.
We like, do, for the record. Black people can swim, okay.
No, dude, like,
whoa.
We can do it, guys. Whoa, all right, it's possible. I used to lean on that shit hardest, but I was terrified of going to the lake, bro. I was like, no, dude, I can't do it.
Nah, dude, we gotta get you out. Like, you don't even have to do anything.
I'll go.
Again,
I'll go. Like,
again, 95.
I'm a big boy now. I'm not scared.
It's 95% of it is fucking just drinking and doing dumb shit. Like you don't even actually have to go on a boat, dude. Just fucking chill on the dock. Fucking call it a day.
Just cheer people on. Just shake my boobs while I'm on the dock. Like, ooh, go.
I mean, apparently
we're barrel.
Starting to get some good ass water at our fucking lake. So like, I'm actually tempted to maybe go down there eventually.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, next time you're out here, bro, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get this flight for the 4th, man. Let's go ahead and
knock this out. Well, actually, hold on. Now that I think about it, well, we might need to take this offline because...
All right, guys, that's the episode.
I'm pretty sure my parents said they were doing something around... Obviously around the 4th-ish, I'll have to check that out. But yeah, we'll take it offline, 100%.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Wang, you want to come?
Nah.
Come to the lake, Wang.
If anybody should be afraid of the water, it's me.
Oh my god!
By the time that I was age 8, I had nearly drowned. Nine times.
Oh, lovely.
Nah, you're a masochist. That's what it is.
I'm just an idiot. There's a difference.
You enjoy it.
I wish. Each time it was slightly different. The one that was the stupidest, and I do remember this, was I saw a bunch of big kids jumping off of a diving board. Didn't think it was deep. Like I couldn't connect in my brain that the water was really deep, and I definitely asked a lady because I'm just really excited to jump off this diving board. Who I thought was my mom, definitely wasn't my mom because my mom knows I can't swim. be like, can I go off the diving board? And she was probably like, yeah, sure, kid, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, if you know how to swim, then why not? Like, why are you asking me? Just jump in.
You don't need permission. Just do it. Yeah.
It's like the fucking Sandlot, you know what I mean?
and I had to get scooped up by a lifeguard.
Hell yeah. Was it a girl?
Nah. Oh,
bro.
Oh my god.
You didn't pull the Sandlot on her, bro?
No, I was not a very creepy child.
Come on, why not?
Oh my god.
I was like 4. All the girls had cooties back then.
Look, if anything happens, sink to the bottom and walk back to shore.
Word. sink to the bottom and walk back.
The last time that I nearly drowned, I was fully proficient in swimming. I just got caught in a riptide.
Oh no.
So I didn't know
that's really the worst.
Yeah, and I had a boogie board attached to me that just kept smacking me in the face the entire time, which made it extra disorienting. But you know, so the water and me don't like, I can swim. Like, I'll go into the water if they're like cute girls.
No, there's a limit. There's a line there.
Yeah.
Just come drinking then. Because that's basically what I'm going to do. Like, I'm a bitch when it comes to water, too, so I get it, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if there are hot girls, I am willing.
yeah. Understood. It is set
up. Yeah, I'm allowed to, I will waste my life, like, my waste my life away for the homies. I'll risk my life for some beautiful women, you know, that's...
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
God damn, dude. Episode 52, boys. What the hell? What are we doing with our lives?
This is what happens when CJ's not here, apparently.
Living it to the fullest, man. Living it to the fullest. That's all we're doing.
We can fill an hour. What do you mean this is what happens when CJ's not here?
Sure. Word, right? Because it'd be 4:45, and we're like, oh, damn.
No, truly. I think that was just because I let him go on his wrestling tangent that one day.
Yeah.
All good.
Oh, yeah.
wrestling podcast win. Oh. Like, subscribe, comment down below what you want us to talk about next. Ping J-Dog and ask where the fuck the goddamn bingo cards are for the fifth time.
True.
Ping J-Dog to ask him what day it is. Just see if he knows.
just for a test. fucking plot twist. He does not.
Hell yeah. I
keep reminding you on Mondays. I read that out loud. I straight up was like, is today Monday? Oh, what a mess.
No, I appreciate it. Again, I have it made. I just need to remember to distribute, I guess, before the podcast is the next step in the process. I'll figure it out. I've been talking to a few people who can, who've been wanting to do like custom Discord bots and stuff. So maybe we'll make something happen, make it easier on everybody. Cause I do need to like, I'm pretty sure I personally need to like generate basically like a card for everybody, which kind of makes it a pain in the ass. So we'll figure it out. It'll happen. What do we got? Last reminders. Marvel Rivals, July 11th again. R6 playoffs next Saturday. Upcoming rematch tournaments. And what else is there? Actually, there's something else coming up next month. Do stand by. Huh?
The birth of our nation?
No. Gaming wise, hold on. I have this.
Come to the Discord, goddammit. And when you do that, you're gonna see this channel called Announcements. And then in Announcements, you'll see the latest and greatest that your ass need to be seeing. No more excuses about, oh, I didn't see that y'all would do. We told you to come to the Announcements channel. So bring your ass to the Discord, go to Announcements, and follow it.
Or you could just sit here for the next 5 minutes while J-Dog tries to remember what the fuck he was talking about.
J-Dog, you're not going to get a better outro than that. Cut the feed.
That's it.
We love you guys.
Shia LaBeouf, do it.
Fucking do it. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Episode 52. Love y'all. Adeuces.
Peace.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.